Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and first today I want to tell you about a new episode of Extreme Genes Family History Radio, and it features the stories of people's ancestors and how they have influenced their present-day life. So pretty interesting. Also, there's new episodes of Teaching No Greater Call and Gospel Solutions for Families. So great listening if you want to look those up. You can listen to all of those episodes and download them on Mormon Channel app. On your smartphone or your tablet, or you can just go to the website, mormonchannel.org. Okay, so today I want to share five tools that can help us build a stronger relationship and closer friendship with God. And we've talked before on this program about how it can be hard to picture God as a friend and somebody that's a typical friend that you can talk to physically, because our relationship with God works very differently than that. So here are five fairly simple ways that you can help build a stronger and closer relationship and friendship with God. Number one, pray. Seems simple enough, but God really does want to hear from you. And if you were given the opportunity for a second, think about to talk with the President of the United States or the Queen of England, what would you say? You would probably be pretty nervous, and you would think a lot about what you should talk about. But God is giving you the opportunity to talk with Him, and He doesn't want you to be nervous, but to share what's on your mind and to really pour out your heart to Him. So that's the easiest way. Number one is just prayer. And you can pray for all kinds of things, seeking forgiveness, asking for protection, requesting that your needs or the needs of others be met, praying for His work to be done. You know, sometimes it doesn't really matter if you go into a prayer with a firm topic in mind. Just speak from the heart. That's all God really wants you to do. Okay, the next one, fasting. Fasting is a serious power tool, and there are a lot of people in the scriptures who, many examples in the scriptures of people who voluntarily went without food and drink for a time to humble themselves and draw themselves closer to God. So that's a sure way that if you kind of go with the sacrifice, that God sees that as a sacrifice, and you'll be much more in tune spiritually with God. Okay, the next one, meditation. So how do we apply that to ourselves today? Well, when we've prayed for understanding and then carefully read the scriptures, a natural next step is to think and ponder about how it relates to our situations in life. And it's not always about the emptiness of minds or relaxation techniques necessarily or mystical experiences. It can sometimes be referred to as directed thinking, reflection, contemplation, or concentration. And it can often be meaningful instead of mechanical and inspiring rather than superficial. So when's the last time that you just kind of tried to clear your mind enough to just think about what's going on in your life in a spiritual context and really try and take that meditation to heart when you're speaking with God? The next one, Bible study or scripture study and listening to God. So a person who does all the talking and never listens ends up with a very one-sided friendship or really no friendship at all. So besides talking with God and praying with God, we need to really try to hear what He has to say. And most of us have access to a copy of the scriptures in our home. Can you imagine how differently you would be in tune with God if you were to really make a concerted effort to read the scriptures and speak with God back and forth like that, pray and then read the scriptures and really hear what He has to say every week? How many of us can say that we really do that? The next one is with fellowship, friendship with God and also with His people. So it's a dangerous world out there, and sometimes it's just good to know that someone has your back and is watching out for you, and God is that person for us. And sometimes I think it's helpful to kind of think about it that way, that people often hurt each other and offend each other, but one of God's goals for us is to learn to reconcile and to get along. And religion is a way that helps with that, that we can do that. So think about those things maybe as you kick off your week and see how many of those five things you're bringing into your life. Okay, so I want to share a quote with you, and it's from Joyce Meyer. And it says, God wants to be involved in everything we do. He wants us to fellowship with him, which means communicating with him throughout our day, just like we do someone who's our close friend or family member. Knowing God loves us, loving him, spending time with him, and being grateful for what he's done and is doing in our lives can help us have a real relationship with him. Thank you so much for listening today. We'd love to hear from you at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org. You can send us an email or you can post it on Facebook today. I'm Jennifer Stagg. This episode of Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.